Welcome to this episode of the Expedition to Soul podcast. I'm Sarah, founder of the Sisters Enchanted. And this is our November 1st, 2022 edition of the Expedition to Soul podcast. Happy belated Halloween, Samhain blessings to everybody who is watching this, listening to it, here with us right now. And we have so much goodness always cooking up here at the Sisters Enchanted. But today, I want to talk to you about the dark months, because November 1st, right now, this marks the midpoint between the autumn equinox and the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year and the longest night of the year. So with November 1st, we welcome in the dark half of the year. Now through May 1st, through Beltane, we are in the dark month. We know that you were born magical. We know that you are intuitive, and we know that you are brimming with everyday enchantment. Here at the Sisters Enchanted, we believe in intention, we believe in intuition, and we believe in everyday magic. Welcome in to the Expedition to Soul podcast. And what does this mean for us? Well, we're going to do things a little differently today. I'm going to talk a little bit, and I'm going to read you a passage of a story that'll just take a few minutes. And we're going to hear about death and rebirth in that story. With the dark months, though, comes the time where we are called to release, to rest, to reset. And taking this time to do those things, to really calm down, come within, to reflect, practice gratitude. This is how we set ourselves up for success with intentions when the new year rolls around. The thing is, though, if you live in America in particular, you know that right now we are gearing up for Thanksgiving, American Thanksgiving. Canadians already have theirs. and so we have American Thanksgiving coming up. And with that comes the holiday season and the hustle and the bustle and the shopping and the doing and the family expectations and the not letting anybody down or saying no to people and, you know, just conflicting emotions and thoughts and all the things that come with this time of year. Well, that is the actual opposite of the energy that we are called to go into during the dark months of the year. This is a time for rest, for reflection. Yes, it's a time for gratitude, which hopefully you do a lot of gratitude acknowledgement and expressing gratitude this time of year as we roll through November and into December. But for so many people, we can get very ungrounded this time of year, very, you know, out of our own selves, out of our true north, and really wrapped up in expectations and, just being a little impulsive or maybe not holding boundaries. So we're really pushing against the energy of this season. The energy of this season is about slowing down. It's about going within. Again, that idea of resetting, reflecting. It's really the opposite of the world that we live in. So how do we rectify this? What do we do about it? Most of us are not going to just simply toss our families by the wayside and maybe, not just say, actually, I'm not going to do these things anymore. And maybe you will do that. I know in my family, we sort of opt out of big family gatherings because we feel like it's just too much for us. So we do lots of little check-ins with family. You know, we'll see bits and pieces of family. We really ixnayed a lot of gift giving in our lives. But that took years to do. That didn't happen overnight. So what can we do about this energy, and what can we do about the dark months? Well, we can work to stay grounded during the dark months. Those of you who might be in our Holistic Witchery program, you have a unit on energy protection. So I would totally recommend you dive into that. But we also have a free guide that we put out just this morning, and it's linked up in our app. I'll be sending it out in an email later today as well. And it is a new thing we're putting out. It's the Stay Magic digital magazine, I guess you'd call it, but it's called Stay Magic, to help you stay in your magic. And the topic of this one is all about staying grounded. And one of the things that we talk about in there is the power of story. The stories that you tell yourself, but also the stories of the season. There are infinite stories that you can look into for this transition to the through the dark months, the beginning of the dark months and leading up to Yule, which is the shortest day of the year where we see the sun rise again. And we know that the days are slowly but surely going to get longer again. And when we look at the stories from all around the world, any version of these stories you want to look into, they give us the sense of more meaning, I think, to all that we are doing and all that we can get wrapped up in this time of year. As I said, it's really easy to lose sight of the fact that this is the entrance into the dark months. This really is the time that we are called to slow down, to be more isolated with ourselves as we get ready for this shortest day of the year. All right. I want to go ahead and I'm going to read to you. I got to pull it up here. I'm going to read to you a little passage. This is from Norse Mythology by Neil Gaiman. If you've never read Neil Gaiman, I 10 out of 10 recommend you find anything Neil Gaiman has written and read it right away. But this is from his Norse Mythology book. Now, it's just a short passage here, a few minutes. Here's where it's in the middle of a section, so I'm going to dive right in. "None of this matters. The world is burning," says Loki. "The mortals are dead. Midgard is destroyed. I have won. I can see further than you can, Loki. I can see all the way to the world tree," Heimdall will tell him with his last breath. "Surtur's fire cannot touch the world tree, and two people have hidden themselves safely in the trunk of Yggdrasil. The woman is called Life. The man is called Life's Yearning. Their descendants will populate the earth. It is not the end. There is no end. It is simply the end of the old times, Loki, and the beginning of the new times. Rebirth always follows death. You have failed." Loki would say something cutting and clever and hurtful, but his life will have gone, and all his brilliance and all his cruelty, and he will say nothing, not ever again. He will lie still and cold beside Heimdall on the frozen battlefield. Now Surtur, the burning giant, who was there before the beginning of all things, looks out at the vast plain of death and raises his bright sword to the heavens. There will be a sound like a thousand forests turning to flame, and the air itself will begin to burn. The world will be cremated in Surtur's flames. The flooding oceans steam, the last fires rage and flicker, and then are extinguished. Black ash will fall from the sky like snow. In the twilight, where Loki and Heimdall's bodies once lay beside each other, nothing can be seen but two heaps of gray ash on the blackened earth, the smoke mingling with the mist of the morning. Nothing will remain of the armies of the living and of the dead, of the dreams of the gods and the bravery of their warriors, nothing but ash. Soon after, the swollen ocean will swallow the ashes as it washes across the land, and everything living will be forgotten under the sunless sky. That is how the worlds will end, in ash and flood, in darkness and in ice. That is the final destiny of the gods. That is the end. But there is also what will come after the end. From the gray waters of the ocean, the green earth will arise once more. The sun will have been eaten, but the sun's daughter will shine in the place of her mother, and the new sun will shine even more brightly than the old, shine with young light and new. All right. Why did I read that to you? I read that to you because it's a story of death, a story of rebirth, and the reminder that during the dark months, so much is being put to death, right? So much is being put to death. With All Hallows Eve, Halloween, Samhain, we talk about the veil thinning between the living and the dead. We talk about our ancestors. But what we don't often talk about is this veil between who we were and who we will be, honoring the past of ourselves, what we're putting to death in and of ourselves. And when we read stories like Norse myths or any story about death and rebirth, story of a phoenix, just any mythological story, or if you're a person who reads the Bible, you can find stories similar in there. Any of these stories of death and rebirth, what we can take from them is the reminder that that's what this season is about. This is what this time of the year is about. The dark months, it's about looking outside and seeing that the trees are putting themselves to death, right? That leaves are falling off. They're going back to the earth. And they will come back, though. They'll come back green. And what is it about ourselves that we're leaving behind as we exit the dark months and prepare for the sun to rise again on Yule and start to grow a little bit longer, stay awake a little bit more each and every day until the tides tip once more. But that's the dark months. The dark months, it's, you know, we're creeping into them right now. This is the very beginning of them. And it's just from now till December 21st, before Yule, that we really have this period to stop, to slow down, to say, what am I leaving behind? What am I going to transition into? What is it that I am leaving there with Loki? But what will be born again on the other side? So looking at stories of this season is a very powerful way to ground yourself into the energy of the dark months and to bring your family along with you for the ride. If you have family members, you know, reading a story together or putting on an audio version of a story can really help you to have a dialogue about, you know, get into those tough topics of what did you want to leave behind from this year so far? What don't you want to carry forward with you? And be inspired by the tales, the myths, the tales of others, the tales that have been told for years and years and years, well before any of us were here on this earth. Those stories can inspire us to look at ourselves differently or just open conversations that might otherwise be a little bit challenging. Think about what life would look like if you had the foundation to do the shadow work, understand where you're holding yourself back, and the confidence to bring some everyday magic elements into your life, follow your intuition, and know exactly the steps forward for you. Well, that's what we teach you and more in our Holistic Witchery program. Be sure to get on the wait list for Holistic Witchery. It's the one class we think everybody should take here at the Sisters Enchanted. It has changed so many lives and is at the core of all of our fundamental beliefs about who we are and how we propel ourselves forward in a way that makes great change for ourselves and those around us. Check out holisticwitchery.com, get on the wait list, and we can't wait to welcome you into class just as soon as enrollment opens. So for you, as we enter the dark months of the year, how will you stay grounded? How will you stay grounded? That is the question of the day. How will you stay grounded in the energy of the dark months without getting wrapped up in all of the hullabaloo of the holidays, so much so that you lose sight of the fact that this is the time to really retreat within and say, what do I want going forward? And when the sun rises on Yule, that is our opportunity to begin to set those intentions for what's coming up. But we can't skip over, we shouldn't skip over this energy of putting to death all that has come already. And that is what we're doing right now. We're resting, we're resetting, we're releasing, we're putting it all back to the earth to be brought up again. Supported by the sun, supported by our own energy in just a few weeks, right? It's not that long of a period of time, which is why it's so important that we stay grounded in the moment. We stay grounded in the energies of the seasons and the lunar cycles, because it really helps us to stay centered and present in ourselves. So the more we can stay present in ourselves, the more everything else expands for us. The less present we are in ourselves, the less present we are in our lives. That's when chaos reigns. That's when ambiguity comes in. And that's when we find ourselves really struggling to understand, what are my values? What is my truth? Where is all my money? Where is all my time? And this is the time of year in particular that we really lose sight of all of that. And I think it's the most crucial time of the year to pause and pay attention to all of these things and understand what the dark months is doing for us here, what the dark months is doing for us. So we do have a new, as I mentioned before, Stay Magic Guide. I know that Christina's popped the link. If you're watching this live on Facebook, and I see it also on the YouTube popping up. If you're in our app, you can find it over there. I posted it this morning and I'll be emailing it out later today. So anybody who's listening to this in the future on the replay or on the podcast, we'll have it in our email, and you can always go to our Instagram profile or in our app and you'll find it linked there as well. And it's there right now. And there's tips in there for you to stay grounded. I asked for tips from Team TSC, as well as two of our contributing teachers, Carol and Rochelle, and their tips on staying grounded during the dark months and this holiday hustle bustle time that we find ourselves in. So there's a lot of great tips in there. There are some ideas for stories around Yule and the return of the sun for you to give a Google and investigate if you'd like to dive into some stories that you might not have heard before, and all sorts of great resources in there for you, including the regular paper size of our lunar poster with the link to the 11 by 17 size. If you want to print it out at your local office supply shop, nice and big to hang on your wall. That's what I did with mine last year. All right. So I see here in comments, no hustling and shopping in stores for me. Yeah. Shop online from couch and skip the crowds. I like it. Yes. Just coming back in, you know, what is this time for you? And I'll have one last note here before we move on. But there are plenty of stories and cultures around the world who do their gift giving in January and who don't do it in December. And that's so interesting to me because that would be really energetically with the seasons. That would be more of the time to do that because we've been into our intention setting for a little bit. We've understood, you know, what is it? What's my intention in growing relationships? What's my intention in the things I want to have in my vicinity, in my space, you know, my living space? What do I want to feel like in this year ahead? And we've had some time to have those thoughts. So the places in the world where gift giving is done is in January, I think there's something to be thought there about that because just energetically speaking, I think we're in the better headspace to do that as opposed to, you know, when we typically do that in December. And of course, we can give gifts at Yule too. Yule is a time, we'll talk about this on a later podcast, I'm sure, but Yule is a time of celebration and, you know, celebrating that the sun's rising, the days are going to get longer again, and the community is going to survive this long, hard winter and, you know, going to come together and support each other with food and fire and warmth. But that's a time about survival and fire and warmth. And the gift giving comes, you know, later once we've seen, okay, we are going to survive. We are going to stay warm. What is it that we need to thrive as we finish out these dark months? And it's more, you know, it's a slower growth of this rather than kind of everything happening all at once, which is what I love about seasonal living and intentions and living with a rhythm. We talk about this in our programs with our 5i spiral and having this rhythm, but understanding the rhythm that you're in. And when you're not in alignment with that rhythm, you know, my family does, we do Christmas in our house. So I'm a big fan of Santa stories myself. Love me some Santa stories. But understanding when you're not in alignment with a rhythm, when you can see that and make adjustments to how you honor that time to stay, to get more in alignment, back in alignment with the rhythm, or pivot back into it more quickly, I think is another benefit of understanding rhythm and seasonal rhythm and lunar rhythms too. Because when you're aware of those times that you step out of rhythm, it's not so surprising to you when you might let your boundaries be crossed or when you get overwhelmed or things become anxiety producing because you've stepped out of rhythm. But when you know you're doing it, it's easier to see those things coming. So I think that just understanding the rhythm, whether you're in it or out of it, the seasonal rhythm, knowing it's there can really help you stay grounded in the moments. So welcome to the dark months, magic makers. We are here through May 1st. And again, this period right now, November 1st through Yule, the winter solstice, which is the shortest day of the year, we're really in the period of darkness, releasing, resting, resetting. If you follow the lunar cycles, this would be akin to the waning crescent moon or the balsamic moon phase, where everything's just going to sleep again, where we're really going within. And we're hearing the way forward. We're not choosing the way forward, but we're open to hearing it. We're open to dreaming about it, imagining it, practicing gratitude, giving back to ourselves. That is all the energy that we're in right now. So how do we stay in that energy? How do we stay grounded even with the pressures of the season that come up for us? How do we stay grounded even with the pressures of the season? That is the question. We have answers to help with that in the new guide that we put out. And if you haven't read Neil Gaiman in his Norse mythology book, 10 out of 10 recommend you go grab it. It's the perfect season to dive into some story and the perfect season to dive into some Norse mythology as we lead up into Yule. That's something that I read with my kids different Norse myths this time of year and all the way up through the holiday season. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for hanging with me on this live recording of the Expedition to Soul podcast. If you are listening to this later on the podcast, leave us a review. That is very, very helpful to us to get the word out, or thumbs up on YouTube or wherever it is that you're catching this. And make sure to head to our Instagram profile or over in our app to get the new Stay Magic digital magazine guide situation that we put out today. It is delightful, and it's also really pretty. It's very pleasing on the eyes. I'm really proud of how it turned out. So go check that out, and you'll have lots of tips for staying grounded this holiday season as the dark months come over us. I'm just kidding. Nothing spooky about it, mostly. All right, y'all. I hope that you have a very enchanted rest of your day ahead. Bye.